AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Leonard Nimoy has died.
Live long and prosper.
He was known around the world as the half-Vulcan, half-human, pointy-eared Spock in the 60s TV show Star Trek. His son says Nimoy died of an end-stage chronic obstructive pulmonary disease at his Los Angeles home. In a 2009 interview, Nimoy explained why he appeared as Spock in the newest J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie.
I had put Star Trek behind me, but when these people came along and told me their feelings about Star Trek and specifically the Spock character, I felt validated. I felt that they got it. They got it.
Leonard Nimoy was 83. Congress is making progress toward avoiding a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
By more than a 2-to-1 margin, the Senate easily approved a bill to fund the department through the end of September.
68 yeas, 31 nays.
Meanwhile, a 3-week funding bill is working its way through the House. Appropriations Committee Chairman Harold Rogers pushed for its approval.
To keep the lights on.
But many Democrats like Jared Polis want the longer term.
What we're talking about here is simply kicking the can down the road.
Meanwhile, GOP conservatives are unhappy there's no language blocking the president's executive action on immigration, so the House vote could be tight. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In and around Tyrone, Missouri, police are investigating the deaths of 8 people.
We're currently working 6 active scenes, including the location in Shannon County where the suspect was found deceased.
Sergeant Jeff Kinder with the Missouri Highway Patrol says a gunman killed 7 people and wounded an 8th person, going house to house, and later took his own life. Police aren't releasing names yet and haven't said anything about a motive. The town is near the Arkansas state line. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 26 points. This is AP Radio News. Fiat Chrysler says more than 460,000 Dodge and Jeep SUVs are being added to a recall. The AP's Tom Krischer reports the problem is a potential stalling issue.
2012 and 2013 Dodge Durangos and 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee SUVs, the Grand Cherokees are outside of North America and those have diesel engines. What can happen here is there's a fuel pump relay that can deteriorate over time.
Fiat Chrysler says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries connected to the problem. Chicago Bulls star point guard Derrick Rose underwent surgery today to repair a medial meniscus tear in his right knee.
I talked to Dr. Cole probably about an hour ago. He said the surgery was a success.
General Manager Gar Forman says Rose will be out 4 to 6 weeks. He described the procedure as minor and said Rose is able to bear weight on his legs. There was a fear Derrick Rose may be out for the season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.